We're in for the biggest change in monetary history since 1971. That's when the petrodollar began and the gold standard stopped. But the petrodollar scam is breaking down. In 1913, Wilson pushed America into the Jew-owned Fed with the individual gold standard. This meant you could walk into any bank and get gold for your dollars. In 1933, Roosevelt took us off the individual gold standard. This meant only nations could get gold for their dollars. In 1971, Nixon took the world off the national gold standard and onto the petrodollar. Not temporarily. And he didn't tell us the whole story.
I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to take the action necessary to defend the dollar against the speculators. I have directed Secretary Connally to suspend temporarily the convertibility of the dollar into gold.
The real story is that Kissinger cut a deal with the Saudis to raise oil prices in exchange that they sell their oil for dollars only, petrodollars, and leave Israel alone. If they didn't, the U.S. would kill them like it did to Saddam, who defied the petrodollar by selling oil for euros. He had to be taken out. What good is an extortion racket if you don't enforce it? We didn't fight Iraq for oil. We fought for the petrodollar. As soon as we took over, we restored the petrodollar. The petrodollar is worth more than oil, and it's good for the Jews. Gaddafi was next, who tried to sell his oil for gold. The murder was plastered all over TV for everyone to see. Don't mess with the petrodollar. Now, why is the petrodollar so important? America's free ride depends on it. Besides weapons and Hollywood filth, America's biggest export are dollar bills. Everyone in the world needs them to buy oil. For countries to get the dollar, they have to sell us something. Cars, clothes, washing machines, products we used to make. Real stuff or digital dollars? You can't find a better racket than that. Not available to any other country. Worth killing for. If we had to work for the products we used to make, we wouldn't be able to afford any of them. Instead, the Jews at the Fed keep printing dollars and gouge us with interest to keep the racket going. But the scam is breaking down. China just set up an oil exchange that trades oil for gold. And the Saudis are flocking to China in a 50-year change of sides. China already has 11 bilateral agreements with other countries for direct currency exchanges that bypass the dollar. The BRICS recently set up their own currency exchange. Venezuela and Iran are moving in the same direction. China just announced it doesn't want to hold additional dollars, and it's not going to buy any more bonds. They need to start spending. Instead of their dollars buying oil, the Chinese will buy American hard assets, real estate, roads, factories. They just bought Chase Manhattan Plaza. It's a done deal. Smithfield Foods in Virginia.
It would be the largest takeover in American company by Chinese buyer. Smithfield Foods, a Virginia ham maker, is on the verge of being bought by Shangwei. The price, almost $5 billion.
Done deal. Atlantic Yards in Brooklyn and gobbling up homes on the West Coast.
The Chinese are now second only to the Canadians when it comes to buying real estate in the United States. But when they buy big, spending on average $425,000 per property. And most of the time, they pay all cash, preferring big cities like New York and their suburbs.
Heaps of dollars chasing a fixed amount of goods means hyperinflation coming once the buyouts are over. Americans won't be able to buy gasoline and food with their worthless dollars. People will be starving in the streets. The crisis will peel away all the moral rot pushed by the Jews that's been growing like gangrene. Knockout gangs and flash mobs will look like tiddlywinks. America's house of cards is about to fall.
Why 古希腊、罗马帝国、 列颠帝国、美国，因为他们都犯同样的错误，与原来使得他们成功的原则背道而驰。美国政府企图以庞大的开支和税收来摆脱严重的经济衰退，巨额的所谓刺激开支，庞大的医疗改革，政府接管私有企业，债务累累，当然我们是他们的大债主，现在他们都得给我们干活。